Today is Mother's Day, and we would be remiss if our thoughts were not centered and focused on those whom God has blessed our families with, who have served our families in the role of motherhood. The story is told of a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old who on Mother's Day presented their mom with a house plant. They had used their monies to purchase the gift, and mom was thrilled by their generosity. The oldest of the two said with a very sad face that they had wanted to buy a bouquet at the flower shop. There was one there that they really wanted to purchase for her, but they just could not afford. He went on to describe it and said it was really pretty, but just too expensive. It had a ribbon on it that said, "Rest in peace." "We thought it would be just perfect for you since you were always asking for a little peace so that you can rest." I also heard of a teacher who gave her class of second graders a lesson on the magnet and what the magnet would do. The next day, she had given them a test and it included the following question: "My full name has 6 letters, and the first one is M. I pick up things. What am I?" When the test papers were turned in, the teacher was astonished to find that almost 50% of the students answered the question, "Mother." This morning, we open our Bibles to Proverbs 31. We want to take some time to think about the value of a godly mother. Today we celebrate the role and duty, the responsibility of mothers. And truly, it is an honorable thing for us to honor someone in the scripture I believe that God honors, and that is a godly mother. Bow with me, please, in a word of prayer. We're going to then come to Proverbs 31 and consider some thoughts together about the value of a godly mom. Let's pray together, please. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to come and look into your word now, to be able to learn some truth, to be reminded of that which you value most. And Father, I pray that you would allow this message to be a help and encouragement to each of our ladies here today, each one of our moms today. And Lord, I pray that you would minister to their hearts. And Lord, I pray as well that all of us would seek to learn from your word, for there is truth for all of us to learn here today. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for it. We'll thank you, Lord, and ask your blessing now in Christ's name. Amen. Although today is a day to remember and give thanks for moms specifically, there is a sense in which we will focus much of our thoughts within women, within the home and within the church and within our society. From the very beginning of time, God determined that this earth was not complete with just man alone, but that God said that a home was not complete until a husband had a wife. And a home is complete with both man and woman. So from Adam, God created Eve, and from that he set the course of all of human history. Some, though, for Mother's Day is not a day of celebration. Some will look back and say that the mother that they had is not one of a life that you would celebrate. I'm thankful today that many of us can look back at our moms and give thanks for her love and her care and her attention to us, the godly example that she set. But for some, they look back and there's not a whole lot to celebrate. Others look at motherhood as a burden. They see that they never planned to be moms, and they stress about the responsibility that they have. Some have never been given the blessing of motherhood. But that is a reason that God has ordained. Yet in it all, God is able to take these things and work all things together for good. Today is a day worth celebrating. Today is a day worth honoring those who have taken the role and responsibility of motherhood that God has given. Because good and godly mothers are the product of only good and godly women. You are not a good and godly mom if you are not first and foremost a woman who fears the Lord. No one is capable of being a good mom until she is willing to become a woman of worth in the sight of God, a woman of value in the eyes of God. God's concern for you today, ladies, are simply this, that you be a woman of character, that you be a woman of worth. No other chapter helps you to understand that more than Proverbs 31. Written, I believe, it says by King Lemuel, although I believe in some ways it's written by Solomon. And the reality is, we turn to Proverbs 31 and we see what the Bible describes as a virtuous woman. We're going to focus our thoughts on just a couple of verses within this chapter this morning. I'm going to invite you to follow along as I read them. We're going to begin in verse 10 and read through verse 12. And then we're going to jump down to verse 25. Look at verse 10. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." Look at verse 25. "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." As we begin this morning to consider these verses of Scripture from Proverbs 31, I want you to first of all notice with me the following thought. When we talk about a woman of worth, a woman of value, a mom of value to her home, Weston touched on this in Sunday school. We're going to touch on it again. But the reality is this: character is key. If you, dear lady, are going to be a woman of worth, someone who's going to be a blessing to your home, someone who's going to be a blessing to your husband, someone who's going to be a blessing to your children, someone who will be a blessing within the church, then the Bible says that character is key above all things. Character, character, character. You cannot read Proverbs 31 and not find the emphasis on the character of a virtuous woman. Over and again, God stresses the value and the importance of character. Proverbs 31 is written in poetic form, very similar to that we find in Psalm 119, where David begins each stanza, Psalm 119, with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This section is very similar in that way. It's that form of poetry. So as the writer of this proverb reveals to us in this poem, he shares these things with us concerning the character of this one who is termed a virtuous woman, a woman of value. Notice what he says, first of all, in verse 10. He says that a woman of worth is rare. Look at verse 10 again. "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." He begins with the question, who can find such a person of such character? Where is she to be found? Who can find a virtuous woman? The question implies that this woman that to be described in the rest of this poem is one who is a rare breed. She is not normal. And she is in high demand because there is not an overabundance of these ladies in the world. So the writer says, who can find this woman of great worth? Who can find a mom of such value to her home? She is rare. A woman of true worth in the eyes of God is rare in this generation. Consider this thought with me, would you please? We as a generation of people have been given more advantages than any other. Have we not? Anytime I pick up any kind of magazine, whether it's a clothing magazine or other things, you will find that the ladies section is much larger than any other section. Like if you pick up a magazine that sells men's and women's clothing, the women's section is about 95% and the guys get a page. And you kind of go, what's that all about? Do you realize when you pick up a magazine or go to a website like Christian Book Distributors, which produces a spot for you to buy good Christian literature, you realize that one of the largest sections in their advertisement is for ladies' Bible studies? It's massive. There are resources upon resources upon resources for ladies today. It is probably one of the most lucrative Christian ministries, if I can say it that way. Ladies helps and ladies Bible studies. We even have women's study Bibles. We are overrun with resources for what it means to be a godly lady. Yet the question still stands. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. That phrase there really drives home this thought. Her price is far above. Her value is more valuable than any precious stone. It's of great price. So the author again asks, where can we find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The Spanish proverb reads, an ounce of mother is worth a ton of priest. There is great value to a godly mom in the lives of her children and the lives of her family, her husband, within the life of the church. There is nothing of greater value on this day than to be considered a virtuous woman. Ladies, I wonder this morning if your husband would say, if your children would say, if other people would say, she's a rare lady. Now some of you say, yes, my wife is rare. That's not what I mean. And don't tell her that today. But surely a woman of great worth. Is she the most valued possession within your home? She ought to be. Ladies, you ought to strive to be. Because the writer here says, who can find such a woman? It's rare today. And folks, it is. But the writer goes on as he begins to stress the value of the character, which is so important. He says in verse 11 that a woman of worth garners great respect. It says in verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he hath no need to spoil. This woman of worth, this mom of value, is known for her character, known that it's so rare that it garners the respect, especially of her husband. His heart safely trusts in her. Simply means he has full confidence, and he trusts without reservation. Because of her work and her labors, he's not afraid of spoil. Their needs are met and he rejoices in her. Their home knows harmony. What a blessed woman this is. What joy she brings. She's a woman of great worth. When Robert Ingersoll, the notorious skeptic, was in his heyday, he gave a lecture and two college students went to hear him. As they walked down the street after the lecture, one said to the other, well, I guess he knocked the props out from underneath Christianity, didn't he? The other responded, no, I don't think he did. Ingersoll did not explain my mother's life. And until he can explain my mother's life, I will always stand by my mother's God. That's a woman of respect. That's a woman of worth. That's a woman of character. She garners the respect of her family. But look at verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. A woman of worth is revealed by her deeds. This woman that should be respected, this woman to be loved, to be considered as rare, is known as that because of her works, because of her deeds. She does what is right. Her husband trusts her because she will do him good and not evil. She will always do right by him. All the days of her life, she is known for good. Ladies, can I ask you this morning, what does others think about you? Are you known as one who has done him good all the days of his life? I don't know that you need to ask him that this afternoon. But I would ask you to evaluate that in your own heart, in your own life. How am I seen? How am I known? See, the Bible says that a woman of worth is one who her husband looks at her and says, she always does me good. Others look on and they see her deeds and it is good. It's not evil. She's a woman of character. It's sad that we live in a day that some are known by their evil more than they are known by their good. Sometimes phrases like this are used of ladies today. Well, if you really knew her the way everyone else knew her, you'd be careful. What's that say of the life of that person? Sometimes I've heard things like this. I don't know how her husband puts up with her. Think about statements like that. We kind of chuckle at them, but they're sad statements, folks. It's not a good statement to be made. I've heard things like this. I really feel for those kids having to put up with a mom like that. Folks, there are people in the world that have to deal with that. It exists today, because I want to remind you, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. We look at statements like that and say, certainly those would never be said in the house of God. Oh, yes, they are. See, whether you want to believe it or not, you are known by your deeds. You are known by the words that you speak. You are known by the spirit that you portray. You are known by the way that you treat others. You are known by those things. And a woman of worth is known for her good works. Ladies, how do folks think of you? What's the conversation about you like? What's their thought? Verse 12 says, her husband safely trust in her because he knows she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I want you to jump down with me now to verse 25 through 31. The writer has made it clear that character is of great importance. She is rare, she garners respect, and she is revealed by her deeds. Beginning in verse 25, we find the key characteristics of this virtuous woman. This writer, as he goes through this poem, gives to us and puts on display what she should be like, how she should be known. Beginning in verse 25, it says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. The first thing that we find is simply this: she is known to be spiritual. She is spiritual. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. The word strength refers to a strength of character. It allows her to be strengthened for the work of her life. Look at verse 17 for a moment. It says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She's spiritual. The Bible would say of this way in Romans chapter 12, she's not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit. She serves the Lord. Her strong character drives her to work hard for the sake of the family. A spiritually minded woman will not be slothful. She serves, she ministers, strength and honor are her clothing. The word honor there carries the idea of a gracious dignity that is seen as one who walks with her God. She is not lazy, she works hard, and she carries herself in the right way with honor, with that gracious dignity. It is clear she walks with God. That was said of Enoch, was it not? And Enoch walked with God. If you were to find the tombstone of Enoch, that's what it would say on it. He walked with God. Ladies, it ought to be able to be summed up that simply in your life. She walked with God. Strength and honor were the clothing all the days of her life. She is known as one who is spiritual because of her spiritual life. She will rejoice in that which is to come. She rejoices in what the Scripture teaches. David sinned and forsook the ways of the Lord. And he didn't ask for his salvation to be restored. He asked for his joy to be restored. And this is one who rejoices in the days and the times to come. Can I remind you, ladies, that the joy of the Lord, according to Nehemiah 8, verse 10, that's your strength. Strength and honor her clothing. She is known as one who is spiritual. But look at verse 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She is spiritual. She is sensible. She demonstrates wisdom and kindness. All who come to her for counsel will find her to share with them wisdom. And she offers to them the kindness of life. What a wonderful trait. What a great value for a mom. Where do children often run first? To mom. They run to mom for counsel. They run to mom for kindness and tenderness of heart. And when they come, they find in one who is sensible with them. You know, children ought to have the right to be able to come and share whatever needs to be shared, no matter what it means. Sometimes they have to share hard things, but they need to find a place of tenderness. There may need to be some correction that's brought in later down the road, but the reality is this: there ought to be a sensible person to whom they can come. The Bible speaks of this woman as one who is sensible. They come looking to be directed from her and from God's Word. Her friends can approach her and find her to be one who's willing to point them back to the Word of God and to the God of the Word. Her husband can come. He can bounce off his ideas, and they will never be met with hostility. She gently offers him good, wise, godly counsel. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. That verse alone lets you know why verse 10 is said. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Look at verse 27. She's spiritual. She's sensible. Verse 27 says she's a servant. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She is constantly serving, constantly busy, making her home a place that offers to others retreat. Over and again in this poem, we find the industrialness of this woman. You can begin in verse 13, you can read down through verse 21, and you find over and over again her industry. She seeketh wool and flax. She worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also yet at night and giveth meat to her household. She considereth the field. She buyeth it, and the fruit of her hand she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arm. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out at night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, her hand also to the distaff. She stretches her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow because she's taking care of her household. They've been clothed with scarlet, her coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. You find her industry. She works hard. She's not known for her idleness. She meets the needs of her family. The Bible warns that those who are idle tend to become busybodies. A virtuous woman isn't concerned with the latest news, the latest gossip, the latest trends. She's concerned of serving those whom God has put in her path. Well, then look at verse 28. She is spiritual. She is sensible. She's a servant. But she's also well supported. Verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. She is supported. Supported by her family. Her children arise up. They call her blessed. Her husband stands behind her. He offers his praise to her. Those who know her best can do nothing but sing of her value and her praises. She is well beloved by those closest to her. Who can find a woman such as this? Truly, she is rare and deserves respect. The Bible says her children and husband, those who know her best, will praise her because she has earned it. Look at verse 29. Verse 29, the author says that she shines. See, the author is looking around and he sees others, but then he cannot but help see her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Simply put, she stands out above the crowd. She is known. It is clear. It is obvious. There are people who stand out for all the wrong reasons today. But we ought to stand out for the right ones. There are women who are known for all the wrong things today. But God desires that you be known for your character. And he says, one who is truly seeking to be virtuous will stand out. They will shine brighter than all the rest. Truly, she is excellent. Look at verse 30 and 31. We're told that she's suitable. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. The author closes this poem of this great work. He brings everything now to conclusion and he sums it up this way. This woman of worth, this mom of value, she is suitable of all praise. Some women are judged by their beauty. Others are judged of their favor. But a virtuous woman, a woman of worth, is judged by her character. A woman that feareth the Lord. She's worthy of praise. Dear ladies, today is Mother's Day. There's no greater blessing to any home than a mom of value. But there is no moms of value until there's a woman of worth in the eyes of God. And God says that that woman of worth is one known for her character, and it is rare, but she garners respect. How do you know her? It's revealed by her deeds. What will you see of this one? You'll see in her a life known by her spirituality, her sensibleness. You'll see her servanthood. You'll see those around her that support her, that stand up and sing her praises. In fact, she will shine above the rest. And you'll just have to agree, she is suitable to be praised. Favor is deceitful. Beauty, that's vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, let her be praised. So ladies, today I ask you, in the eyes of God, are you known as one of worth? To your husband, are you worthy of his praise? In the eyes of your children, are they safe in your hands? Do they rise up and call you blessed? There's many things that we could consider perhaps today on Mother's Day. But it all really begins with whether or not you, as a lady, are willing to be known as one of worth. Worth in the eyes of God. And He defines to Him what is worth. I trust this morning that all of our ladies here today could be known by these things. You may sit here this morning and say, you know what, I'm okay on one or two of those things, but I find some areas of weakness. Well, praise the Lord, God's told you what they need to be and how they can be strengthened. But you know, men, as we sit and we consider the wives that God has given to us, I'm reminded of this thought. I'm reminded that it's our duty as husbands to love our wives as Christ also loved the church and to lead our wives in the right way. To dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto her as the weaker vessel and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. Truly, you could sit back and say, boy, I wish that was my wife. What have you done, sir, to be an example of the believers to her? What have you done to lead her in the ways of righteousness and guide her in the truth of the Word of God? What have you done as the shepherd of your family to lead her in the paths, the green paths and the still waters? What have you done? As the leader of the home, you have to also reckon with the fact that your wife really isn't going to go a whole lot further than you yourself will go. So don't sit and point the finger today and say, boy, she should be spiritual, she should be sensible, she ought to be a servant, if you're not willing to model that at home. See, no matter that the thoughts are just for ladies today, there's still value for us as men to receive the truth that God's Word gives. Here's what I know, and I trust you know it as well. We are blessed as a people, because within our congregation, there are women of value here. Women of worth. And the reality is, we ought to strive to set that example for all to see. Our young ladies are here today. We ought to be striving to teach them to be a lady of worth in the eyes of God. We ought to. It's of greatest value. Who can find a virtuous woman? Understand, her price is far above all the world's most precious gems. There's nothing of greater value in the eyes of God than people of character in whom He delights. Let's pray together, please, as we close.